With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He is 7-4-7. Donald Trump sailed to an election victory in every one of the crucial swing states. The incoming president will enjoy a Republican majority in the Senate, but control of the House still undecided. The Trump transition team is now getting down to work. Mr. Trump has a 75-day transition period to build out his team before Inauguration Day arrives on January 20th. Israel has a deal to buy 25 advanced F-15 fighter jets from the U.S. It's a $5.2 billion deal for Boeing.
The defense ministry said the agreement was part of a broader aid package approved by the U.S. government earlier this year. The United States has provided military support to Israel as it continues its offensive in Gaza and invasion of Lebanon. Israel's military response in Gaza has killed more than 43,000 people, according to Palestinian health officials. About 1,200 people were killed in Hamas's October 7th attack on southern Israel. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNNews.com, the financial markets are watching and waiting. The Fed expected to cut interest rates today.
The Fed cut its benchmark rate a half point in September, but some borrowers found it difficult to feel the benefits because investors have sharply pushed up Treasury yields, resulting in higher borrowing costs throughout the economy. And experts say President-elect Donald Trump's plan to impose at least a 10% tariff on all imports, significantly higher taxes on Chinese goods, and a mass deportation of immigrants in the U.S. illegally would almost certainly boost inflation, making it less likely the Fed would continue cutting its key rate. Donna Water, Washington.
Following yesterday's record-setting rally, Wall Street futures higher this morning. Dow futures up 59. NASDAQ futures ahead 87 points. This is SRN News. A disturbing report from a Muslim country.
Pakistan's National Commission for Human Rights says Islamic radicals are seeking to lure Christians into posting things on social media that can wind up getting them arrested for blasphemy. The commission goes on to state that some of these radicals are actually getting help from government officials in their efforts to entrap Christians. Pakistan has some of the most draconian blasphemy laws in the world. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Congress has its first transgender representative, Delaware Democratic State Senator Sarah McBride. A man who is living as a woman has been elected to the House. McBride had established a national profile as a transgender activist, and national LGBT groups flooded his campaign with money. Meanwhile, in Montana, transgender state representative Zoe Zephyr won re-election. Zephyr is also a man living as a woman. He's a Democrat representing a district in the college town of Missoula. This is SRN News. 10,000 people under evacuation orders in Ventura County, northwest of Los Angeles. Massive wildfire continues to grow, and that's not the only fire.
Forecasters are warning for the potential of extreme and life-threatening fires. Homes were evacuated in Malibu. A fire is burning near multi-million-dollar homes. In Moore Park, California, this teenager says the roof of their home caught fire as she and her mother were getting their pets out.
It's pretty burnt up. I was in there getting our ducks in the... As I was in there, the pond was just catching flames as I was standing there.
She spoke to KABC. Wind gusts are topping 60 miles per hour. Water dropping helicopters are still flying, but the wind is making it very difficult. I'm Ed Donahue.
Philippine forces have staged drills that include seizing an island in the South China Sea as Chinese naval vessels kept watch from a distance. More details at SRNNews.com.